Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the one to count on for today's local news and information, 99.7 and 1310 KDLS. I'm Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program we get to chat with Raccoon Valley Bank CEO Terry Nielsen about a recent donation made to area school districts. So let's just get started with this, a very cool thing that Raccoon Valley Bank employees did and have been kind of working towards for some time now, and very nice donation to area school districts to help them out with sanitation as far as COVID-19 goes for this very strange school year. Can you just kind of educate me and give me some background on what happened?
Well, the donation, you know, we do Jeans for a Cause, and which allows our employees to, you know, wear their jeans on a Friday at work. And they all pay a $5 charge. And we get to use that money. Most of the time then we designate a cause. It could be anything from this past one that we did to, you know, the food bank or to the local charities in all of our communities. And it's a way for us to give back. So generally what we do is whatever's paid in those fees, Jeans for a Cause fees, we add them up and maybe do it for a month. And then the bank also matches what our employees raise, and then we donate to causes such as these that our employees deem as worthy and helping people in our communities and helping customers and non-customers alike.
And then when you were able to present these donations to the schools, what was their feedback and their reaction?
First of all, they're very grateful. You know, when we spoke with Perry, ADM, and Dallas Center Grimes, they were all very appreciative of the donations, not only cash for school supplies, but also disinfectant that we sent out with them as well. I think each school got around 500 bottles of the disinfectant to hand out as they see fit with the student body. And so I think the reaction was very positive. Again, we as a bank, we're deemed an essential business, and we've been open since day one of this whole COVID pandemic. But our mission is to try to keep everybody safe, both our employees and our customers. So we feel this is a way to give back to some of our area schools in regards to not only the COVID and disinfectant side, but also on needy students that are short in supply or classrooms that are short in supply for their students.
You know, and this might just be me trying to spin an extra story or kind of twist the tail here, but when I've talked to Clark Wicks, he's pointed out time and time again that it's going to take a community effort for this to be successful in a safe school year. And what with this donation, do you think that that's kind of the bank's way of doing their part in making sure that everyone's kind of doing whatever they can to help anyone out?
I would certainly echo that, but Raccoon Valley Bank and our owners, the Garst family, have been longtime supporters of all the communities we serve in Perry, Minburn, Dallas Center, Grimes, and Adel, and they are a very benevolent family. So it just fits into our what we call culture and philosophy here. We give back a lot to all the communities we're in, and we feel like we're very okay with that. To answer your question, yes, I think we're all going to have to get together and work together to get through this. But we'll get through this. We'll get through this pandemic, and we'll be better for it. And whatever we can do here at the bank and from our owners and board of directors, we're very open to doing whatever we can to help out.
And now, just from your role, seeing kind of the impact that something as, you know, offering this Jeans for a Cause program, where employees get a win, they get to wear jeans to work, and then $5 fee adds up over time, as I'm sure that you're aware of in your line of work. And just being able to put that money to a good cause, how good is that to feel that? You know, it's really a win-win.
I definitely would say that. You know, a lot of our employees have gone through a lot the last 6 months. We certainly want to make sure that their state of mind and their well-being is paramount to us. And this is just a way that I think we can relax, you know, and you know, take a Friday and come in and pay my $5, but knowing that this money's going towards a great cause or to an event or to just an organization that can help others out in all of our communities. So I think it's a win-win. Our customers, I hope, you know, I think they support it and appreciate it. We've gotten several likes out on our social media pages. We're going to continue to do this. And we've been doing this probably for the last 3 or 4 or 5 years. And I think our employees like it. And I think our communities like it. So we'll continue to do whatever we can.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you getting back to me, and I appreciate your time. Is there anything else you'd like to add while I have you here?
No. I've talked with John and Sean out there and you, Brandon. I just want to say thank you to you guys for the continued, again, support of what we're trying to do here in all of our communities. You guys are great supporters of all of the schools in the Dallas County area, and continue a good relationship, and we appreciate what you guys do.
And that was our conversation with Raccoon Valley Bank CEO Terry Nielsen. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.